Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Right here on The Fan. Joining us right now from the undefeated, he is Jerry Bembry. What's going on, Jerry?
Rob, Jeremy, what's going on? Let me just say what a great day it is to be a New York Knicks fan, to be the number four seed in the East, and to host a playoff game, a playoff series this weekend, next weekend. Incredible. Incredible.
I was texting Ed Norris last night about that same thing. I said, congratulations. He said, it almost doesn't feel real. I said, it's real. It's real. Soak it all in. But you know what? I think your arrow is pointing up, though. I don't think this is a one and done situation. It seems like the New York Knicks, they're starting to get it right.
They play with toughness. They play with balance, even though Randall is the guy. But there's so many different guys on that team that can beat you. And you know, it's really exciting. It's been a long, long time since I've looked forward to watching New York Knicks regular season games. And you can say, well, they almost gave us a heart attack yesterday in that win yesterday. But you know what? They won the game. And they got the number four seed. They won the games when they counted over the last weekend. And so I'm just really happy for a lot of long-suffering Knicks fans, because I've been one of them for a long time.
Well, even though things can change because of the play-in, what series has you the most excited? Which one do you think will be the most interesting?
Well, let's just go to the play-in. I mean, we get the Lakers and the Warriors in an opening play-in game, which is, to me, unbelievable. We had a poll at ESPN a couple of months ago, will the Lakers be in a play-in game? I said, no way. They'll get themselves better. But they are there, which is amazing. And, I mean, one of those teams might play Phoenix in the first round of the playoffs, and the other team might play, you know, Utah. So, you know, it's just great. They're going to get some great opening round matchups in the Western Conference. And I think the West, as usual, is going to be wide open. You know, the lowest team to get to the NBA Finals in NBA history, I think the Houston Rockets were the number six seed in 1995. So the fact that the Lakers might come out of the seventh or eighth spot and have a chance to get to the Finals, because anytime you have LeBron and Anthony Davis, you have a shot and you're the defending champions. It's going to be a wide-open Western Conference playoff.
You're here with Jerry Bembry from the undefeated. Jerry, I'm glad you brought up the play-in, because I think with the double elimination format that you have, I think in both conferences, the seventh and eighth seeds are going to be the seventh and eighth seeds. And when the playoff series begin, I think both Boston and Washington find their way in the playoff round. And I think both the Los Angeles Lakers and Golden State Warriors find themselves in the playoff round.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Memphis and San Antonio have enough to really, you know, the winner of that first game to beat the loser of the other series, the Laker-Golden State. So, yeah, I think it's going to be the Lakers and Warriors, and it's going to be the Western Conference just like the old days. And let's give Steph Curry a lot of credit. The guy, people said he couldn't carry the team by himself. You know, KD left, Klay Thompson gets injured, and it's Steph by himself. And, well, Draymond Green, too, but Steph by himself. And people say, well, he can't do it, but Steph has done it, won the scoring title again, and give this guy a lot of props. He's had an amazing, amazing season.
Yeah, I mean, a lot to like here as far as the matchups go. And all right, so one of the things that was really intriguing to me was the Atlanta Hawks. And you know, when you look at it, once McMillan took over, they started playing some really good defense. I thought Trae Young's shot selection got so much better. Not that he can't shoot, and I'm sure he's got the green light at any time. Is this a team, and maybe it's not this year, but is this a team that you think is slowly starting to put it together and maybe becoming, you know, a contender in the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Lloyd Pierce, I thought he was a good pickup as a coach for the team at the start of the season, but obviously it didn't work, and give Nate McMillan credit. But Clint Capella has played really well. They've got some role players that surround Trae Young. And, you know, even though I'm happy that my Knicks are going to play them in the first round, it's not going to be a pushover. I think that Atlanta has proved themselves to be a dangerous team, and Trae Young is one of those streaky shooters that anytime he gets hot, anything can happen. So yeah, I can see them winning a couple of rounds in the playoffs this year, and I think that their future is really bright.
Yeah, here with Jerry Bembry from the Undefeated. Jerry, last night we saw the 2020 Hall of Fame class led by Kobe Bryant. Great speech by Vanessa, Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, one of my favorites, Kim Mulkey, as well as Tamika Catchings. We saw them go in to the Hall of Fame, and it got Jeremy and I thinking. Give me a name, a snub, for someone who should be in the Hall of Fame, Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
Oh, man, you got me on the spot. But, you know, a lot of people have been saying Chris Webber, but he's going to be named to the 2021 class, and I think he had a solid career. I'd have to really think about that one. There are a lot of guys out there who have been great ball players throughout their career. You know, Ben Wallace is a surprise. He was a guy who went undrafted, and you know, a lot of people thought that Ben couldn't do it as a defensive player, but he's going to be a part of the 2021 class as well. So those are two of the top of my head. I'd have to do a little research on it to really pull some names out of the hat, but I'm sure there are quite a few guys that had some really worthy careers that should be in the Hall and probably will never be.
Well, it's easy for me, but largely because I thought about it for a while, as you said. I go with Rasheed Wallace.
And I went with Tim Hardaway, those guys probably get in. But, I mean, it does make it rather difficult. So let me play.
Rasheed was a great player. He just wasn't, you know, Rasheed never wanted to be the man when he played. You know, he just wanted to play. And he was a great offensive player, great defensive player. And for all the attitude Rasheed had, he was a great teammate.
That's what
well.
I always heard about him.
People
yeah.
love playing with Rasheed Wallace. So I think you guys are right. And I'm going to throw one more name in there, Chauncey Billups. You know, he won – NBA championship, had a solid career. Nothing that really is going to be, you know, blazing. Never a 30-point-a-game scorer, but a steady guy who always got the job done and was always solid.
I said Rasheed should be in because both teams played hard. For that reason alone, he should be in. So let me put you on the spot again. You know, we don't quite know all the matchups, but how are you feeling? What are we going to see, Eastern Conference, Western Conference? Who's getting there?
Yeah, you know, in the West, you know, Utah's the number one seed, Phoenix number two. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm really going to slot the Lakers in a spot because I think they'll get it together. They've been there before. I think they'll get it together in time to you can't bet against LeBron James, so out West I pick them. I would say the Clippers normally, but then they have a guy named Paul George who plays like small George in the postseason every year. He never comes through. And so you really can't put your chips on Paul George to carry you along the way and be the sidekick that Kawhi Leonard needs. So that's why I'm going to dismiss the Clippers. In the East, I think Philly has the balance. I think that Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, you know, they got Tobias Harris. They got all kind of pieces there that can really put it together. And, you know, people say, well, Brooklyn, you know, they got the big three, you know, Harden, Durant, Kyrie. You never know where Kyrie's head's going to be at a certain place, even though he's probably the most talented guard in the league. And James Harden is another guy who has not been a big postseason player. Now, you can say this year will be different because he's got more talented guys beside him, but he still has to come through for me in the postseason for me to really believe. But I'm going to say Philly and Brooklyn are the top two teams to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Hey, I'm going to tell you and Rob both, I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm betting on the Blazers to win it all this year.
Oh, man, yeah. Damian, okay. And let's just quickly say thank you to the format of the play-in, because going into the weekend, I can't remember a final weekend that was more exciting than this past weekend. There was so much at stake, so many ramifications. So I think that out of the COVID-19 outbreak and pandemic, this is the best thing that happened to the NBA, this play-in format.
There he is, Jerry Bembry from the Undefeated. Jerry, as always, thank you for your time and enjoy the playoffs. We'll talk to you before it's all over with. Soon as Portland Trail Blazers are eliminated, we'll call you back.
Okay, Ron, Jeremy, take care, guys.
Right, too.
I just want you all to remember, this is the most wide open the West has been. And I'd still favor the Lakers to get there over all the other teams, but odds wise, I'm gonna lay a few shekels on the Portland Trail Blazers to win it all.
410-583-1057 is the number. That's a good tease for the World of Stupid.
Well, I'll give you an even better one. I think the Super Bowl should go to a 3-game format. No, all right, you asked me to bring it back up. So, a couple of things. We're going to get into Travis Barker and Courtney Kardashian's relationship. We've talked about them before with their public displays of affection. They've created a candle that has an interesting scent, Rob. I'll tell you what that is. We'll
can't wait, literally.
Oh, man, it's so bad. We're going to talk about aliens. Do they exist? I'll ask you. And more importantly, think about the worst beat you've ever had. And then multiply it by 26 million. I'll tell you about that and who had that issue when we come back in the World of Stupid here on the Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.